hopefully with you listening to this energy update, you are making the choice and you're choosing to rewrite the story. You're choosing to exit out of old stories that no longer serve you, old identities that no longer serve you, moving beyond perfectionism, imposter syndrome, moving beyond overthinking and anxiety. There's so much that we have an opportunity to move beyond this month. And I hope that you choose. I hope that you choose to take the bold actions and the steps required to move through and rewrite your story. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. I'm so excited to share this month's energy update with you. These are the most downloaded episodes every single month. Today, I'm going to share with you the 5 themes that you can expect to experience through the month of March and how to work with each theme. This is a really, really important month to know what the energy is going to be. So I'm so glad that you are here. I'm so glad that you pressed play. If you are here, it is for a reason. If you find these energy updates empowering, then you will find my courses at thetransformationschool.com even more empowering than what you're hearing on these episodes. In these courses, I give you a step-by-step process to transform your life, to move from anxiety to peace, to transform your career, to have confidence. Anything that you need on your journey of personal transformation, I've got you. Check out all of my courses at thetransformationschool.com. I also have some free courses that you can check out there as well. Also, make sure you look at the show notes. I actually have 2 additional podcasts. I have a brand new podcast called Conversations on Expansion. In this podcast, me and my co-host Davin Youngs have conversations that will up-level you in your life. I've gotten tremendously positive feedback about this podcast. You can search it wherever you listen, Conversations on Expansion, or you can click the links in the show notes below. Also, I have another podcast called Awake with Stephanie Zeller Podcast. This podcast consists of advanced teachings on your path of awakening, if that is a path that you are on. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I hope you enjoy this episode. Be sure to follow and subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. And if you enjoy this episode, be sure to leave me a 5-star review wherever you listen. Without further ado, here is your March energy update. Welcome to March. March is a month of so much energy. So I am so glad that you are listening to this episode so that you know how to work this energy and use it to your advantage so that you don't just feel overrun and overwhelmed with the energy. This is really a month where knowing what's going on behind the scenes energetically can be massively, massively helpful. It can really shift you from feeling totally overwhelmed and feeling like kind of a WTF moment the whole month into a position of power, into a position of, okay, wait, I know exactly what's going on here and I know exactly what I need to do in order to wield this month and this kind of volatile energy to my advantage. And that's how I want to serve you today with this energy update. I want you to feel so emboldened, so empowered, and just know that the power is truly in your hands and you get to choose. And choice is something that's going to come into several of the themes today. The themes today are all very interconnected. The title of the episode, the overall theme of the month of Rewrite Your Story, is tightly woven into every single one of the themes, but it's always a choice. It's a choice if you want to rewrite your story or not. And I'm going to go into that a lot today. Hopefully, with you listening to this energy update, you are making the choice and you're choosing to rewrite the story. You're choosing to exit out of old stories that no longer serve you, old identities that no longer serve you, perspectives of you that other people have held, that you have therefore held yourself. Moving beyond perfectionism, imposter syndrome, moving beyond overthinking and anxiety. There's so much that we have an opportunity to move beyond this month. And I hope that you choose. I hope that you choose to take the bold actions and the steps required to move through and rewrite your story. Today we have 5 themes, which is unusual. Normally we have 4. So let's get into it. Theme number 1 is heart healing. The old isn't coming back to haunt you. It's coming back to liberate you. this month, things that you faced in your past, old stories, beliefs, things like perfectionism, imposter syndrome, anxiety, overthinking, potentially even difficulties that you've had with certain people will come back. And it's easy to think or to feel like, oh my gosh, these things are coming back to haunt me. Like, why is this coming back? Why is this happening again? If you really think about your life, a lot of times what ends up happening is we relive the same experience again and again and again in different clothing. It's like you keep having the same experience with a certain kind of person. First, it was your sister, then it was your friend, then it was your boss. And if you really drop into the energetics and into how exactly do I feel around this person, you'll find that there's a through line, that there's a thread, that you keep experiencing the same kind of person in different people. You keep experiencing the same kind of feelings triggered by certain people. You keep experiencing the same kind of relationship, the same kind of energy, but it's with different people. We tend to attract in the same kind of experiences or relationships or people or feelings until we can really heal them and start to write a new story. And I really want you to take that in. We tend to repeat patterns in our life until we choose differently, until we start to write in a better story, a better pattern that serves us. So this month is a month of mending of old pain and stories. And the way it's going to be mended is it's going to come up. It's going to feel like a repeat of things that have happened. Maybe they haven't even happened for years. Maybe it was like years ago that this has happened. But something's going to happen again that's going to trigger like a memory of like, wow, this happened 5 years ago. This happened 10 years ago. This happened last year. I can't believe this is happening again. And anytime you find yourself feeling like that, like not again, oh my gosh, like not this thought again, not this overthinking again, not stuck in this loop again. Anytime you find yourself thinking again, that's a clue to you of theme number one. The old isn't coming back to haunt you. It's coming back to liberate you. Now, before I go any further into this theme, I just want to say part of the undercurrent kind of energy of this month is that because the month itself has such intense energy, and a lot of this energy is being used to essentially trigger old feelings, emotions, thinking patterns, experiences in our lives. We are going to be feeling a lot this month. We're going to be experiencing a lot. We're going to be processing a lot. We're going to be taking a lot of actions. It will feel like it's moving at times at a glacial pace, but it's actually moving faster than it ever has before. So let's say you're like 2-3 weeks into this month and you're just like, oh my God, this feels so grueling. I'm so exhausted of having to continuously like rewrite the old story. I'm so exhausted of being triggered. I'm so exhausted from these old things coming up again and again and again. And to you, it's going to feel cumbersome. It's going to feel tedious. It's going to feel slow. But under the surface, it's moving very rapidly. And the way that you'll know that is you'll be able to look back, like let's say June, July, August, you'll be able to look back at March and be like, whoa, a lot happened in March. Like I moved through a lot in March. I changed a lot in March. Now, that is only for those of you that actually change and choose to change and choose to write the new story, right? Because we always have the choice to stay the same. We always have the choice to not ask for help. We always have the choice to stay in our scarcity mindset in a, I can't ask for help because of da, 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 da. Like, I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I don't know how to ask for help. I don't know who to ask for help from. I should be able to figure this out on my own. Whatever it is, we all have so many reasons why we don't ask for help. But if you are in the camp of needing extra help this month because you're having trouble rewriting your story, then you will not change. And then you will look back months from now at March and you'll be like, there wasn't much change for me, but that was a really hard month. And that will be true for you. But if you're in the camp of this month, you're going to really commit to change. You're going to commit to writing the new story. You're going to commit to choosing differently than you ever have before in so many ways this month to start really shaping a new vision for yourself, a new foundation, a new way of moving forward. Then a few months from now, you're going to look back and you're going to be like, whoa, so much happened in March. So that's something to really keep in mind is when you feel exhausted and overwhelmed and tired of the same old shit this month, just pause and be like, you know what, this isn't going to last forever. And it's actually moving at such a faster pace than I'm aware of right now. And I'll see in a few months from now how much all the work I'm doing now has paid off. So I just want you to hold on to that. Like, before we move on, really, really keep going. Keep going. And bookmark this episode so that you can come back to this again and again and be reminded of how it may feel grueling, it may feel intense, but you're doing so much work under the surface and it will so be worth it in the end. Now, as the old stories and the pain comes up, they're coming up again to liberate you. So when those stories stop holding you back, there's actually an uncaging. There's a liberation. So for instance, if you always had the story like that you're too much, because in childhood you were told again and again, like, you're too much, you're too loud, you're too emotional, you're too opinionated, you're too blah. And then that becomes your story. So then you start hiding in the world. You don't show people who you truly are authentically. You hide bits and pieces of yourself. Then this month, you start getting triggered and people start telling you that you're too much. And you have this temptation to stay small. But this is March. This is the month of rewriting your story. So when someone this month tells you that you're too much, you have a choice in that moment. Are you going to get smaller? Are you going to cower? Or are you just going to own the fact that you are big and powerful, that you do have strong emotions, that you do have strong opinions, and you're going to shine bright anyways? And you're going to recognize that the people that think that you're too much just aren't your people. That's choosing the new story. Rewriting your story means that you're going to own who you are in a very visible way, even if you get rejected by some people. So the trigger's going to come up in terms of, you're going to worry like, oh my God, am I being too much? Whether that be, it's just a fear that comes up in your mind, or someone actually says it to you, or someone implies. The energy of March is that it's going to come up. And then your choice in that moment is to move through. You have a choice to stay in the old story of believing that about yourself, of staying small, of cowering, of being afraid, of hiding, or of fully shining, owning that's who you are, and just being like, fuck it. This is who I am. Take me or leave me. I don't care anymore. Because that energy of, this is who I am, take me or leave me, I don't care anymore, is magnetic as fuck. It's magnetic as fuck. Like, talk about attracting your people to you in the world, or attracting manifestations, or attracting opportunities. When you are yourself unapologetically in the world, no matter how weird you think you are, that's when you are magnetic. The funny thing is, a lot of times we stay small, we stay hiding because we don't want other people to harm us, hurt us, reject us, say things about us. But then when we stay small and we hide, we're not magnetic. So the universe can't drop in manifestations. We can't attract opportunities. We can't show people who we are, which means we can't attract in a new community of people that are like-minded to us. When you're hiding, you're never going to have the life that you want. You have to shine first. And that's really what this moment in our lives is about, is like choosing, am I going to be unapologetically myself, or am I going to continue to cower and believe these bullshit thoughts and believe the old stories and believe what other people have told me? And am I going to stay small? It's as if there's this bud of a flower and there's a film or like a casing around the bud that's stopping the bud from opening. So just visualize this in your mind. There's a bud and there's this like really tight casing around the bud. And the casing that's around the bud that's stopping it from blooming is our stories. It's the things that have happened to us. It's the things that people have said about us. It's our fears, our fear of rejection, our fear of somebody making fun of us, our fear of doing it wrong, of getting it wrong, of being wrong. All of our fears, all of our past wounds, sufferings, things that people have said to us, all of our programming, all of our conditioning, all of that is what is holding the bud closed. When we get triggered this month and those things are being brought up, our like biggest fears, our biggest wounds, the things that hold us back, when they come up this month, we're being given an opportunity to heal from them, to handle them differently, to respond differently, to choose differently this time around. Because maybe the last 2,000 times this happened, you cowered, or you got small, or you didn't say what you wanted, or you got caught in like an anxiety loop and or overthinking loop, and you didn't try the new thing and you just stayed in that small casing. Well, they're coming back around this month for you to finally break free. And when you do, when the casing around the bud of our heart starts melting, we start to blossom open. Our hearts open. We bloom. We become really bright and magnetic. And that's that kind of like unapologetic, magnetic as fuck energy. And not only are we magnetic and we can attract in all the things that we've always wanted our whole lives, but when our hearts open, we experience liberation in our lives and in our body. A sense of inner freedom comes over us, and the confidence that comes with this kind of transformation. This is real confidence. When you finally essentially just say, fuck it, I'm going to be me. So the big things to notice is, where are you being offered opportunities to do things different this time around this month? And when I say opportunities, like sometimes, I would say a lot of times this month, these are going to present as like WTF moments, as little triggers, or as like thought patterns that are coming up. And every time that happens, like it's like, oh, again, or like, what the fuck is going on? Or like, I can't believe this is happening, or oh, this doesn't feel good, or no, I don't want this to happen. Any of those things, those are all opportunities to respond differently this time around, to respond from love, to respond from confidence, to be the new person that you are trying to become. Because again, it's always a choice. You can do the same thing you've always done, guard your heart, be defensive, feel like a victim, because it's all happening again. And I get it. Like, it's not going to be easy. I'm going to experience this too. And it's not to say also that you weren't a victim at some point in your life. That's very likely true. And that's why this is so hard. But you have to choose differently. You have to start responding from a place of real power and confidence. Otherwise, this is going to keep happening to you again and again and again. You have to reach a point where you say enough is enough, where you say I'm done, where you say not this time. Or sometimes it's not about responding in confidence and in power, but sometimes it's about responding in love. Like, say you get into an argument with someone and normally you shut down or you get really angry. Maybe this time you respond from a place of love. You seek reconciliation. Or this could also happen where maybe you're receiving a whole lot of good things like manifestations in your life, like a whole lot of money or opportunities. And to you, it almost feels like you're not worthy and you're not good enough. So you shut down. This time, you're going to choose different. You're going to open to receiving things. You're going to say, yes, I'm worth it. And you're going to let all of the good in. So in order for you to catch where your very precious moments of personal transformation can come in this month, it requires a lot of self-reflection. It requires a lot of pausing. It requires you, like, maybe what would help you is listening to this podcast episode a few times. But it's essentially like really thinking about, where do I feel challenged this month? Those are all opportunities for me to choose different. Those are all opportunities for me to rewrite my story this time around. So that is theme number one, heart healing. The old isn't coming back to haunt you. It's coming back to liberate you. Let's take a big, slow, deep breath into that. And an exhale. Theme number two, it's time to leave the old stories behind, but first they'll be activated. Once activated, you choose. You're going to see a lot of overlap and repetition in this month's themes, and that's for a reason. It's because this is so important. So this month, we're going to have some triggers. We're going to experience some triggers of old stories and drama. We're going to experience some disturbing WTF moments. I feel like for the most part, you're going to feel these WTF moments the most in your life personally. This doesn't mean that there won't be some in the collective, in the world. I do think there's going to be at least 2 to 3 moments that you'll just look at the news and be like, WTF, like, what is happening? Or maybe you'll look at the weather. But where you're going to feel the WTF the most is in your life personally. So some really personal things coming up: self-doubt, imposter syndrome, perfectionism, self-sabotaging stories or patterns are being brought to the surface. But it's all coming up to come out. Like, really Like, this is your opportunity to really expunge these false narratives, these bullshit stories, thoughts, beliefs, so that you can break open from that bud and theme number one to blossom. There's going to be a tendency to do a lot of overthinking this month, and this is because when our nervous system is triggered, when we are triggered, when difficult things happen, your brain starts looking for solutions, but almost never does that help. It doesn't help to overthink. It doesn't help to get caught in a loop. And I get that when you start overthinking and you're in an anxiety spiral, it's really hard to stop that and break the pattern and do something different. But that thought pattern, that anxiety spiral is not actually going to serve you. You're not actually going to come up with a solution in that way. You're more likely to come up with a solution and a better way forward if you slow down, process, feel your emotions. Anxiety and overthinking happen because we're avoiding a difficult feeling. Anxiety and overthinking happen when we are avoiding feeling a difficult feeling. So you have to feel the feeling. You have to slow down. You have to ask yourself, what's really going on here? What's causing me to feel difficult feelings? What's causing me to feel afraid? And then you have to be able to move through those feelings. And that's how you're really going to find the solutions and the new ways of responding this month that will help you rewrite your story. When old things get triggered, again, you're going to have a tendency to want to barrel and push through them because the energy is going to be so high and intense this month that it's going to feel harder than normal to slow down. So the solution to that is not to stop or like put your life on pause or anything like that, but more so to find a grounded way of responding to your situations. So it's very common when people are triggered to be very reactive and to respond really quickly because we don't like feeling triggered. We don't like feeling charged feelings. And so we want to find a resolution or get rid of the problem as soon as possible. So we will often be really reactive. And this would be you kind of succumbing to the triggered nervous system and pushing through, barreling through, and just trying to like get rid of the problem as soon as possible. And that's not what you want to do. You want to be able to move into a place where you can respond from a very grounded, clear, strategic place. And if you're not in that place yet, then you need to wait until you get into it. So you don't want to run from it, from whatever's happening, from the old story that's coming up. If you try to barrel past difficult, distressing situations, or even try to push through and ignore the difficult thoughts and feelings occurring inside of you, it won't actually help you. It won't help you to evolve. It won't help you to write a new story, and it won't help you to break through. So you don't want to run from it. I mean, I'm feeling very strongly like, don't run from it. That's literally the worst thing you can do this month because you can't ultimately run from it. Like, it's going to keep coming back. So when difficult, distressing situations happen in our lives, the only way to get them to stop happening again and again and again is not to run from it, is to face what's happening, to move through it, to process our emotions, to decide from a very grounded, clear-headed place how we want to respond, and then respond differently. That's the only way to really transform that so it doesn't keep happening again and again in your life. And that's the way we build and create a new life. But if you run from it, it's just going to keep happening. And now you're like banking all of these difficult feelings and stressful situations in your body, which your body holds. I mean, if you haven't read the book, The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk, you should definitely read that book because our body remembers and feels difficult experiences when they happen. And if we don't process them, it holds on to it. What you want to do this month is you want to pause and you want to feel it. This is part of the journey. This is it. You have to every day pause and reflect. Today, what's coming up for me? How is this situation similar to others that I've been through in the past? What stories or thoughts are coming up inside of me that are causing me turmoil that maybe aren't actually true? And then moving forward, how can I choose differently? How can I respond different from how I used to? And where and how can I process what I need to versus trying to push or barrel through? One way to really do this is to have a beginner's mind. So whenever any difficult situation happens to you or anything that you find challenging is occurring, you want to look at it as though it's the first time happening. Because a lot of times when we experience difficult things, we have a knee-jerk response and we like a reflexive response. And the way we respond to those things is the way that the old version of us has responded to those things for years and years and years. If this month you have a beginner's mind, what that allows you to do, it allows you to pause and reflect and say, is that just a reflexive action? Like, who am I today? How much growth have I had? And the new version of me that I want to be, that I want to become, how do they respond to the situation? And when you have a beginner's mind, it allows you that gap in time and space to really choose like how you want to respond. And it also gives you a fresh perspective of, if this were the first time that this were ever happening to me, what would I think is really going on? How would I respond? How would I feel in my body? Like if I didn't have past situations and everything that's happened to me in my history there for me to consider, how would I respond to this thing right now? Again, this is a choice, right? You get to respond from how the old you would respond, or you can respond as you now, who is different from who you used to be. So you get to choose. Will you choose to stay in the bud, or will you choose to bloom? Theme number two, it's time to leave the old stories behind, but first, they'll be activated. Once activated, you choose. Let's take a big deep breath into that. And a big exhale. Theme number three, remove toxicity from your life, mind, and body. Or don't. But recognize that this month, you choose. It's a choice. Again, everything is a choice. So if you are rewriting your story, that means you need to get rid of the old one, which means you need to stop doing all the things that keep you stuck in the old story. In every facet of your life, this is really like a redoing of the foundation. It is really a expunging, a conscious, meaning like you have to actually explore this and take action for this to work. You have to actually consciously do this. You have to choose to do this. I can't emphasize how important this is. Like, write this down somewhere right now. Like, don't listen to this podcast episode and then let this go out the other ear. You have to choose this month to remove the toxic things in your life that are keeping you tethered to the old story, to the old versions of you that are stopping you from becoming the person you want to become and stopping you from having the things in your life that you want to have and being the person that you want to be. You have to actually choose to remove those things. And we're going to go through here in this theme exactly what I mean. So the thing is that the old stories are poisoning you, but there's things in your life that also keeps you believing those stories. It's kind of like if you were friends with someone in your life that they kept telling you every single day that you were really bad at your job. And then finally, a couple years later of them telling you every single day, you decide, hold on, I don't want to believe that I'm bad at my job anymore. I want to believe that I'm good at my job. And I'm going to step into the new story. I'm going to rewrite a new story that I'm fucking awesome at my job. In order for you to do that, you have to get rid of the friend that tells you every single day that you're bad at the job. You can't move forward and try and be good at your job when you have someone in your ear every single day telling you that you're bad at a job. It's just like addicts. When addicts try to become sober, they can't hang out with addicts that are doing drugs, drinking alcohol, whatever they're doing every single day while they're trying to get sober. You have to remove the toxicity in your life. If you are trying to get healthy, you have to make yourself a healthy lunch versus waiting until you're starving and then going and binging on fast food. All of this toxicity keeps us tethered to the old versions of ourselves and literally stops us from writing our new story. So we have to do an actual exploration of what is keeping me tethered to the old version of myself and how can I release those things. So one thing to really think about before we go into this theme any deeper and before you do this evaluation of your life and of the foundation of your life is, who am I trying to become? Like, what is my new story? For instance, giving you a really tangible idea. The kind of person that makes $2 million a year is going to be making really different decisions in their life and with their finances than the kind of person that makes $50,000 a year. So you want to really look at that like, okay, if I make $50,000 a year, what am I doing in my life with my finances? How am I saving money? How am I investing money? Versus like, if I make $2 million a year, who am I? How am I investing money? How am I saving money? How do I walk? How do I talk? What do I wear? And really feel into the differences of those things. Now that's like one example, but this could be, I'm the kind of person that walks around with a lot of confidence. If you're the kind of person that walks around with a lot of confidence, then that means you can't stay hidden all the time. That means that you can't keep your opinions to yourself. That means that you can't hide parts of who you are in the world. So really, really getting clear on what is my new story? Like, you have to think about this. What is the new story? If you had all of the confidence in the world, everything that you needed to be who you wanted to be, and you weren't afraid of anyone judging you, who would you be? That's likely the new version of you, the new story that you're stepping into. So thinking about who that version is versus who the old version is. Who are you stepping out of? What self-limiting beliefs, what fears, what's keeping you encased in that tight bud? And then you have to make a conscious choice to choose differently in your life in ways that align with the new version of you. You have to literally act as if you are that new version. And that may mean that you start making insanely different decisions in your life. But you can't make those different decisions in your life if you don't think about this, if you don't consciously choose, and if you don't remove the old, if you don't remove the toxic things. So let's go through step by step what you're going to look at. Number one, you're going to look at your daily routine. What are you doing daily right now? And how are those daily activities serving you long term? If you were to take a general day and you were to repeat that again and again and again and again, who would you be 100 days from now? Would you be a better version of you? Is your daily routine every single day making you a more high vibe, better person, attracting all the things that you want, reaching your goals? Or is your daily activities actually making you a person you don't want to be? If it's not elevating you every single day, then you need to change things. So you want to think about the person you want to be that's writing the new story. What is their daily routine? Who's the person you're becoming? What is their daily routine? I mean, this is like not hard. You could literally get a pen and piece of paper out and be like, okay, this is the person I'm becoming. If I were this person, what would be my daily routine? That's the daily routine you need to start to embody, and you need to ditch all the things that you're doing right now that don't align with that. You choose. Again, you choose. Like, this is your choice. The ball is in your court, 100%. Are you going to choose your daily routine? Are you going to change it? Are you going to choose differently? It's up to you. You choose. Remove toxicity from your life, mind, and body, or don't. But this month, recognize that you choose. You choose. Next, health, sleep, diet, drinking, working out, old versus new. What's the new version of you doing? Eating, drinking. How are they moving their body? What about the old version of you that believes these stories about how you're not good enough, how the world is ending, how bad things always happen to you? Those two people live, eat, drink, and move totally differently in the world. You choose. Put into action the new way of living in the world. Action is the way you write your new story. I mean, oh my God, like if I could say this 100 times right now, I would. Action is the way you write your new story. Action is the way you write your new story. Third, relationships, old versus new. Where are your boundaries? Who makes you feel really good after spending time with them? Who energizes you and who doesn't? This is easy to distinguish here. Seriously, like who exhausts me? Who, after I hang out with them, I'm tired. I have to recover. Versus who do I feel inspired by after I spend time with them? Whoever exhausts you, drains your energy, makes you feel not good about yourself, makes you self-doubt, that's toxicity. Remove, remove, remove. Old versus the new you. Who's the new you hanging out with? You choose. Career. What are you doing that's draining your energy in your career? Where does your career no longer feel like it's serving you? Our career is supposed to serve us, right? Like it's supposed to enhance our lives. If it's not, why? What's happening in your career where your career is now running you, where you feel like you've built this monster and now it's like spinning out of control? What do you need to change? That's toxic. What do you need to change there? What's the new you doing in your career versus the old you? Don't wait. Oh my God. Like if I could say anything, don't wait to make these changes. This is the month to change things. I mean, I feel like almost pleading with you. Don't wait, because the energy this month is supporting you to write the new story. And if you don't, it's going to really hurt. But of course you choose. You choose. If you want to wait and not make changes in your career this month, you get to choose that. That is your choice. But the energy is supporting you to choose differently. Intimate partnership and dating life. When it comes to that, you want to only receive what you're worth. Like, stop settling, demand more, and be more for your partner too. Like, a lot of times when it comes to relationships, partnerships, intimate relationships, dating life, we're only thinking about like what we want. We're not thinking about who we could be. We're not thinking about what we could give. Become the person that you want to date, that you want to be with, that you want to be in relationship with, that you want to be friends with, that you want to be intimate partners with. Become that person first. That's how you choose differently this month. Be what you want to receive. Love first, but also demand that you receive what you're giving. Like, demand reciprocity. Don't just give, self-sacrifice. Demand that you receive the same kind of love in return. But again, you choose. That is theme number three. Remove toxicity from your life, mind and body, or don't. But this month, you need to recognize that you choose. Again, you want to evaluate daily routine, health, sleep, diet, drinking, working out, relationships, career, intimate partnerships, and dating life. What do you need to release? What kind of toxic situations are you in that you need to remove for your life so that you can really step into this new story that you are writing and that you are ready to own for your life? Let's take a big deep breath into that. And an exhale. Theme number four, here is the juice, you guys. Here's the theme that you've been waiting for. Theme number four is breakthrough arrives. There's a breakthrough. The breakthrough arrives. The sign that you've made it through to the other side. Okay, so it'll feel like a grind at first. Clearing the toxicity, choosing differently again and again and again and again. Like I said, taking action and choosing differently this month is how you rewrite your new story. And it's going to be hard. Like, some of your choices will feel pretty easy and you'll be conscious of it. Like, yes, I'm choosing the new story. It's actually pretty easy. I don't feel a lot of friction. I feel pretty free to do this. But then there's going to be some situations that you're put in where it is going to be hard to choose the new story. And yet you're going to do it anyway, aren't you? Because you're amazing. And I know that you're here because you want to transform things and you want to rewrite that new story. And you're fucking ready to rewrite your story and to get rid of these things that have been holding you back from blooming for a really long time. Nevertheless, every time you do it, it's going to feel like a grind. It's going to feel like a lot, like making the old new, moving through the processing, maintaining beginner's mind, writing the new story. It'll feel slow, tedious, exhausting. It'll be triggering as fuck at moments to your nervous system. Then suddenly, a burst of genius, of energy, or something new arrives. Something will shift suddenly at some point along the journey this month where you will know that you have arrived. It's like a breakthrough energy, a burst of something, and you'll be like, oh, I've arrived. I just shifted. Like, I've just jumped timelines, or like, I'm in the new story now, or this is the universe giving me feedback that's finally happened. I've clicked over into the new. I finally stepped off the bridge between the old and the new, and I'm like firmly rooted in the new story. You've walked over the coals through the fire, and you'll get a nod. You'll get a nod from the universe. You'll have a breakthrough. Something will happen where you'll just know that you've made it to the other side. The breakthrough arrives. So here's how the breakthrough could happen for you. Maybe you get a sudden opportunity, or you have an energetic breakthrough. It'll just feel like that casing over the bud has fallen away, and you'll feel the bloom happening energetically. The density shifts internally and liberation happens inside. Or it could be a manifestation comes through, likely one that you've been wanting for a while. I'm feeling that, like, I'm really feeling that energy that you've been wanting something for a while. Not that this will happen for everyone, but for some, you've been wanting something for a while, it'll finally come, and that is your sign. Like, that's your breakthrough that has arrived. Someone may see you like they've never seen you before, or in a way that you've been wanting them to for a while. So it's like We all have people where we want them to really see us. It's like, I really want this person to see who I am or see who I am on the inside or the person I'm becoming. And like they will. All of a sudden this month, that may happen for you. You'll reach a goal that you've been trying to reach for a while. A aha moment or a huge revelation may occur, and it's something that you can't unsee once you've seen it. So it's like a real huge drop in, and it'll shift everything for you. And it's like you can't unsee it once you've seen it. You could have a health or energy breakthrough, like something just really shifts in your health or your energy. Or you could have a new relationship or you meet someone new, or just like a new burst of creative energy or insight that feels like a breakthrough. So these are all like, you may have one or two of those, but those are all just examples of how your breakthrough could arrive. Now, I feel like I just have to say this. Obviously, this theme number four, your breakthrough arrives, only occurs if you've been heeding the wisdom of the first three themes and choosing differently. If you keep your head in the sand or you keep barreling through, if you're not choosing differently, your breakthrough is not going to arrive. I mean, it's just not going to. If you don't have a breakthrough or it just feels like it's not happening, that is your sign that you need to ask for someone to help you. I really want you to hear this. If your breakthrough isn't happening, it feels like really nothing is shifting, you're having trouble choosing differently, you feel like frozen in fear, paralyzed, it's just so hard to choose differently. You don't have the energy. You feel like you don't have the time, whatever it may be. You need to ask for help. Someone else that can help you, they may have the skills, the tools, the insights that you need, but you don't yet possess. You guys, I really want you to hear this because this is something that I didn't know, but personal transformation is a skill. It's a skill that often requires tools and processes in order to do it efficiently and correctly. And if you don't possess those skills, you won't be transforming correctly. It's just like manifestation. Doing it well is a skill. And sometimes we have to learn these skills. We don't always, very frequently when it comes to the process of personal transformation, manifestation, those kinds of things, we're not born with those skills. We have to learn them. So if you haven't learned them, and I'm not talking about just meditating, exercising, journaling, or going to talk therapy, a lot of times it's more than those things. Not that those things are wrong. I'm just saying like, sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes we need more than that. So you'll know if you need to ask for help, because if you feel like things aren't shifting, you aren't having a breakthrough, if it feels like it's almost impossible for you to choose differently or do things differently or get rid of the toxicity in your life, then you need help. So ask for someone to help you. Who do you ask to help you? You can find a really good therapist, especially one that does subconscious work, like they use the IFS model or they do EMDR, that kind of thing. Or if you'd like, you can check out all of my courses at thetransformationschool.com. I have some free courses, but ask for help. Okay. You can also DM me at Stephanie Zeller Speaks on Instagram. If you're like, I need help, I don't know who to turn to, DM me. We'll see what we can do. All right. Theme number four, your breakthrough arrives, and this is the sign that you've made it through to the other side. And our bonus theme for the month of March, theme number five, before we do that, let's take a nice slow deep breath into theme number four. And a big exhale. Theme number five is stay grounded all the way through. All the way through. I feel like sometimes when we get a theme like this, hey, it's going to be a lot of energy, so stay grounded. It's easy to tune out, but I want you to, if you can, really try to tune in, because there's something I want to say here that's really, really important that has to do with the energy of the month, and I want you to hear it. So the energy of the month, the whole month, is intense AF. Super intense, okay? The first part of the month, with the triggers, the old stories rising to the surface to be rewritten and transformed, loads of energy and emotions coming up with this, shitloads. I'm just feeling, whoa, almost like you're being pummeled a lot. You need tools to work through this, or it's going to spin you out and you'll lose your center and your ground. But also, here's the unexpected thing too that I want you to hear. Once the breakthrough from theme number four comes, that breakthrough moment, there's going to be a surge of energy there too. So it's like, sometimes we think, okay, a breakthrough means a relief of tension or like a release valve of the energy. No, Actually, what's happening is the energy starts then moving in a different pattern for you. So at first, the energy feels like it's pummeling you. It's bringing things to the surface. It's triggering you. In a way, it's going to kind of feel like it's working against you, but it's not, I swear to you, it's not. It just feels like that at first. That's what it feels like when there's like a hailstorm, right? And it's like, whoa, this feels like I'm getting hit a lot, but it's helping you because it's triggering certain things. Like every time one of those little pieces of hail hits you, it triggers something to come up for you to transform. And then that hailstorm suddenly turns into a cyclone, let's say, like a hurricane, but it then carries you and lifts you and expands you. So it moves from an energy that you feel like is totally overwhelming you and pummeling you, and at times maybe even beating you down. And then as soon as you get your breakthrough moment, it turns into an expansion energy and it starts expanding you into your new story. And it's like encouraging you, lifting you up, moving you forward. But it's also, it's like, it's going to still feel like a lot of energy to your body and your nervous system, even though then the energy is going to feel really supportive and good. And you're going to feel like, whoa, oh my God, I'm in the new story. I can tell this is crazy. This is wild. It's still going to feel like a lot. So the energy is heightened no matter if it's before or after your breakthrough. So you need tools to stay grounded and anchored into your center, into your core. And again, a lot of your actions this month, whether they be removing the toxicity, choosing differently in things like your daily routine or your relationships or your health, your diet, all of that, but also and more especially in situations where you are feeling triggered or there's difficulty, you need to be able to find this core, find this center, be anchored so that you can respond from a grounded, centered, clear-headed place. That's where theme number five really comes in. You need to be considering it to work with all the other four themes. You really need to find ways to stay grounded. Now, how do you do this? I have a very affordable course. It's a few hundred dollars. It's called Trigger Free. It gives you a tool to process a trigger every single time a trigger comes up. I know it's hard to conceptualize how badass a course or like a tool can be, but I've had a lot of people recently that have purchased Trigger Free. And they've literally told me after using it one time, their entire life has changed. Their entire life has changed. I had someone tell me recently that they had done hypnosis, EMDR, therapy, worked with a shaman, all of these things. They listed like 10 things to try and work through something, didn't work. And then they used Trigger Free and it eliminated this thing in their life. This is the most powerful tool and process that I have created. It will change your life just using it once. And it's only a few hundred dollars. And yeah, it's available for you. Like right now it's for sale. You can find a link to it in the show notes. If there's ever a month to use that tool, it's this one. And the advantage of that tool is that it also, when you use it, it'll give you action steps of what to do to move forward. So if you're in a difficult situation this month where you're like, I don't know how to respond to this situation in a really grounded, confident, resolute, self-assured place, cool. Use the trigger-free five-step process, which takes you about 40 minutes. And in 40 minutes, you will get there and you will know exactly what to do. Like, it's crazy. Everyone in the world should have this tool. If you don't have this tool, you should 100% buy it, like 150,000% buy it. It is in the show notes. Get it for this month. Other things you can do, though, to stay grounded is if you have access to my other courses, you know that I have a lot of reprogramming like Trigger Free, also nervous system regulation tools. Use those this month. Therapy can help you this month. Getting some body work can help you this month. It'll help you like stay in your body. Long walks or time outside in nature to really ground you into yourself, into nature. Daily journaling can help, and making sure that you have time for play, fun, and creativity. Create a balance for yourself. And also, whenever we play, have fun, get into our creative side, we're getting out of the left brain anxiety spiral, overthinking, and into the right brain, which helps us to come up with solutions, which helps us to feel better, which helps us to feel more grounded in our body. And it helps us to really be creative and move into the new story, which is what we want for the month of March. All right, let's take a big deep breath into that and an exhale. In a moment, I'm going to recap these five themes and set you on your way, empowered as fuck, to conquer this month. But before I do, I just want to say right now, if anybody drops into your head and onto your heart that could use this episode, just pause and pass it along to them, because a lot of people are going to be struggling this month. You may not know that they're struggling, but if their name pops into your head, whether right now or later, forward this episode to them because you just never know what someone is going through. And this month, man, I mean, as you're going to be able to tell as this month progresses, it's so helpful to have this energy update to give you context to know how to move through it. And again, as a reminder, I have all sorts of tools and resources. You can find all of my offerings at thetransformationschool.com, and you can reach out to me for help directly through my website, thetransformationschool.com, or you can message me on Instagram at Stephanie Zeller Speaks. And just, hey, as a reminder, before, again, I give you a summary, if you like these energy updates, would you do me a favor and give me a 5 stars wherever you are listening? That really helps me reach more people, especially with these energy updates every single month. Thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate you. Okay, let's recap these 5 themes. Theme number 1, heart healing. The old isn't coming back to haunt you. It's coming back to liberate you. Theme number 2, it's time to leave the old stories behind, but first they'll be activated. It's going to come up, but it's coming up to come out. Once activated, you choose. Theme number 3, remove toxicity from your life, mind, and body, or don't, but this month, recognize that you choose. You choose. This is always a choice. You choose. You have the power. Only you can change your life. Theme number 4, breakthrough arrives. This is the sign that you've made it through to the other side. Be ready. Be open for that breakthrough to arrive. It's going to happen at some point this month if you have been doing the work and taking action. Because again, taking action is how you rewrite the new story. Taking action in a new way, right? If you take action from the old version of you, it's not going to change anything. Your breakthrough will not arrive. And theme number 5, stay grounded all the way through. We would not be here in this moment to rewrite your story if you weren't ready to, right? If you weren't ready to. That doesn't mean that sometimes we don't need extra help. Both can be true. You can be ready and you may need extra help to get there. That's normal. If you need help, ask as soon as possible early in the month. Don't wait till the end. If you have a sense like, yeah, I need help, get the help that you need so that you can use the energy this month to rewrite your story. I can't wait to see how you transform. I can't wait to see this new story that you are rewriting and how you are going to change the lives of the people around you and change the world with your new high vibe, this amazing new version of you that you are becoming. I can't wait to see that tight bud blossom as you move through this month. At moments, it's going to feel grueling. It's going to feel tiresome. It's going to feel like it's moving slowly, but you have fucking got this. You have got this, my friend. You have got this. And it's time. It's time for you to rewrite your story and be the person that you have always wanted to become.